Welcome back to another episode of Clash at the Roundtable. I'm your host, Ro. And today we got a couple of things to go over. First up on the docket, you got the Suns trading for Bradley Beal. They shipped Chris Paul out to the Wizards, which is like, all right, cool. But Chris Paul did not stay too long with the Wizards because they shipped his ass off to the Warriors. Now, the Warriors looking real old because the Warriors traded Jordan Poole, which I think that was a mistake. Trading Jordan Poole to the Warriors, well, not to the Warriors, but to the Wizards for Chris Paul. Right along, shipping some first-round picks and stuff like that. Honestly, let's go back to that Suns trade. You know, you have Bradley Beal, then you also have Devin Booker, and you have, you know, KD. Okay, of course, if you remember last season during the playoffs, Chris Paul got injured. And not only that, we seen when they gave up to get KD and everything that they gave up, they basically gave up their bench. So you would think, like, all right, cool. The Suns would chill and build up on that bench. Nah, what they did, they go get Bradley Beal. Now you got Bradley Beal, you got Aiden, you got KD, and you got Booker on top of your team, and we already know that Aiden ain't checking for him no more. Like, he wants to be the quote-unquote guy, and he's not the guy. Like, he's honestly, if with him staying on team, if he stays on team the whole season, which I really don't think that the Suns is going to keep him that much longer. You know, maybe if a trade happens in the regular season or right before, you know, the preseason, whatever the case may be. But I don't see Aiden being there too much longer. You know, it could be wrong, but I don't see how that's going to work. Because when you look at the Suns, yeah, you get basically three efficient scorers. And, you know, KD. We know KD can, like, hit you from any and everywhere. Then you got Bradley Beal. We already know that man's an assassin as well. Then you add Booker into the mix. We already know what Booker brings to the table. Sometimes he doesn't show up in the playoffs, but, you know, hey. Not to judge, but all in all, you know, he is a good player. If I was the Suns, I would really trade DeAndre. Get him up out of there. I don't know where you sent him at, but honestly, you need some benches, some bench players. Because anytime, and I feel like he's a viable candidate to be traded, honestly, because your backup outplayed you this year. Like, they went to him via, I'll say, the Denver series. They went to him real heavy. And it didn't look good for Aiden. Like, seriously, you're being paid a max contract damn near, and your quote-unquote backup is outplaying you. Now, I can get it. Some days, you know, you might have an off day here and there, but there's no freaking way in a series your center, your backup center should outplay your quote-unquote big superstar in DeAndre Aiden. Y'all wanted him. Y'all could have let him go to Dallas. In my opinion, last offseason, but y'all didn't. But, you know, with the Suns, I honestly feel like, hey, you know, they really do need to get a bench in order to compete with, you know, not even just compete with Denver, but the likes of Miami or Milwaukee, you know, even the Lakers. And I hate to put it like this, but you can also put, you know, the Warriors up there because, like, you already know Steph Curry can give you anywhere between 25 to 30 points. And he might occasionally drop 50 on you. So, like, it's – and the Warriors not saying that they don't have a bench, but it's kind of like choppy, but it's better. It's a better bench than, you know, the Suns. And we've seen in the playoffs this season, if you look at Denver, they had – quote unquote, arguably the best bench there was throughout the whole playoff. I don't care what team you was on, Denver had a better bench, point blank, period. There was no, like, they had bodies to throw at you. and stuff like that. So, like, when you look at a team that's quote unquote built, you want to model your team after Denver, point blank, period. And honestly, you can get all the stars that you want to, but those contracts that Devin Booker's on, KD's on, Bradley Beal, and even if you add Ayton in the mix, or you let's look at it before you add Ayton to the mix. When you look at it just with Bradley, KD, and Booker, you're already paying, what, three max contracts right there. Already, three. So there's not that much money left to put into your bench. And then you add Ayton in the mix, you definitely don't got the money to, hey, let's go ahead and put some money on, you know, our bench players. We want them to take minimal contracts. Depends on who's out there, you know. We know Bruce Brown, he played for the Nets. KD played for the Nets. He just won a championship. Could he slide to Phoenix and help them out? If I'm Bruce Brown, I'm staying my ass in Denver because it's a good chance for them to actually win another championship because that team is, I want to say their contracts is very friendly, and I see them retaining a lot of their players and keeping their players, you know, roughly, you know, in-house. I think the only person that is really honestly on that contract of like, hey, this is, we need to sign him is Bruce Brown. That's the only one that I really think of that, you know, is really floating around. Now, let's look at the Warriors. The Warriors, I'm so disappointed in the Warriors. Like, I get that the whole punch that happened last offseason with Draymond and Jordan Poole, and you're like, hey, you know, we feel like we could get another championship out of this core, you know, with Steph Curry, Klay, and Green. But honestly, if we go back, Phoenix, they just built something or trying to build something. I won't even say built, but, you know, for the most part, they're trying to do something in Phoenix. We already see the blueprint that Denver has. We already see the blueprint what the Lakers have. I don't necessarily say, hey, let's give up Jordan Poole, one of our future, because you already gave up Wiseman last offseason. Not last offseason, but this past season, you just gave him up. And you wasn't patient with him. So it's like, do you go all in for one more run? Or do you like, hey, let's also try to make a run, but also build toward the future as well? Because we don't want to be one of those teams where it's like, hey, you know, we was once good. Like, no point intended because I am a Knicks fan, but you don't want to be a Knick, you know, and it's like, hey, you remember in the 90s you had a good squad? Yeah. Nah, you don't want to be that team. So, like, I do feel like when you look at that Jordan Poole, Chris Paul trade, I do feel like the Warriors lost out on that because, honestly, what are you going to get with Chris Paul? A healthy person probably through the whole season, and then when playoff times come, he's known to have not one but a couple of injuries, you know, in playoff time. And I feel like this, when you're a team, you need your star players in playoff mode, you know. And I would love, like, I'm be honest, I would love to see how that's going to work because you do have, it's almost like, and I'm not trying to be funny, but it's almost like Phoenix Suns are trying to be the new quote-unquote Power Rangers, and those who came out, Power Rangers came out, like, back in the 90s or something like that, you know, that's what the Warriors are doing, being the quote-unquote Power Rangers coming back into this form. Like, hey, let's go ahead and form this up. Or, you know, they look like a old-school Voltron, you know, trying to be like, hey, let's go ahead and win us a championship. Yeah, unless you got some young pieces around that four core that you're trying to build right there. And who says that Draymond's coming back? Because he is, quote-unquote, opt out of his contract. You know, he had a player option. He opt out. Word around town is Memphis is trying to lure him to Memphis. But we also know that he's looking for that final payday. So I expect him might to go to, you know, the Lakers, you know, because he does cheer hard for LeBron. Him and LeBron does have a good connection, a good rapport. So, you know, and I would love to see that, but at the same time, you can see that happening where, you know, hey, LeBron gets on that call, phone, Draymond, come on to LA, you know, and we all know that Draymond has an agent, and his agent is Rich Paul. So, yeah, I feel like the Lakers is going to be one of those teams that you're going to have to watch out for Draymond to actually go to. Memphis, they have to throw the bag at them. You know, I really do feel like they have to throw the bag at them. But for the most part, if he wants to, he might stay with the Warriors. Might. Keyword, might. Because I don't think he really cares for Chris Paul. But at the same time, he might respect him. And that's a disclaimer because, like, I don't know their personal relationship. Let's look at the Wizards. The Wizards, when you look at it, you trade away Bradley Beal. You get Jordan Poole. You also get a younger piece, because they was willing and dealing all before the NBA draft, because they wound up dealing Kristaps Porzingis to the Boston Celtics. That first trade that did not go through because, you know, the Clippers was a little bit scared of the health of one of the Celtics players that they was going to get. And it was like, yeah, I'm backing out of this. And, you know, they backed out. So who comes up to save the day? The Grizzlies. And with that shocking move, the Grizzlies go get Marcus Smart from Boston, which breaks up the big three in Boston. And honestly, I do feel like Boston, I wouldn't broke them up. Honestly, I felt like if you added a couple more pieces or, you know, change up some pieces, like get rid of Al Horford, like he's old, like seriously old. He probably still play, but he's old. You know, bring in a true center, you know, and you could possibly make a run, because we seen how Miami should have really swept y'all, but, you know, hey, Miami's Miami. You know, they made it to the finals, you know, congrats, but ultimately lost. But at the same time, Boston, I do feel like they had a better shot with those three of winning. I don't necessarily say, hey, Kristaps Porzingis is the quote-unquote answer that they need, because history shows and track record shows, if you look at it, the Knicks drafted him, was a good player, don't get me wrong. I have nothing but love for Kristaps and what he has done, the aka unicorn, but when we look at it, once he had got that knee injury, he was useless. And I'm being honest, he was useless. Then he got to Dallas. Him and Luka was fighting over, or he wanted the quote-unquote be the main, the go-to target, which we all know that wasn't going to happen with Luka in the picture. So, you know, go to Washington, very quiet. And also, before I get to that, he was injury-prone in Dallas as well. So when he gets to, you know, Washington, he had a good, I'll say this, he had a good season there, good stint there. Well, I wouldn't say season, good stint there, you know. And not only did he have a good stint, but I didn't really hear too many injury reports about him. So, like, if Boston can get injury-free Porzingis, they might have a shot, keyword might, at going at some of the top dogs in the Eastern Conference, with, you know, Milwaukee being up there, you know, with Miami, of course, being up there, and also would put the 76ers up there, you know, like they might have a shot at going at them. But that's if he stays healthy, you know. Now, but back to the Wizards. With the Wizards, honestly, I feel like with them, they're building something. And they're building something really, really good. You know, you got two young players, you know, and Jordan Poole, and I forgot the other guy's name, but He's young. He's come from Memphis. That young backcourt, you know, build it up. And now you have something that can be sustainable, you know, to win you, probably not win you a championship, but get you back to the playoffs and stuff like that. So, like, it's only time will tell with that. Like, hopefully they be patient with that young core. And with Jordan Poole, like, ugh. They, the Warriors did you like, you know, the Lakers did Kyle Kuzma. Like, you know, after they won a championship with you, you know, they seen how you play. All right, this nigga got the money, man. Go ahead and ship his ass out of here. We don't need him, you know. Like, ugh, that looked kind of bad, you know. But, hey, who am I to judge? You know, he got a fresh start. He can not only come off the bench, but now he can be step himself into that starter role, you know, which we've seen from time to time with, you know, Golden State. He was in that starter role, you know, when Steph was injured or stuff like that, you know. So, like, we know that he can live in those big moments and thrive in those big moments, but it's one thing to know, like, hey, well, you know, I got Klay here. I got Steph here. I even got Draymond here. So I can, you know, not per se be the guy, but if I'm like, I don't feel like being the guy today. No, now you have to be the guy. So, like, we'll see with that. I'm intrigued about that situation because I do want to see Jordan Poole, you know, bounce back from what it was a terrible year for him. Like, and I think all that stemmed from that punch from Draymond because, like, bro did get knocked the fuck out. But, you know, hopefully he can bounce back from that bad season that he had and really thrive in this, you know, environment because Washington does need, you know, to get back to the playoffs. Hopefully it's not over my Knicks, but, you know, we'll see. Speaking of that, like, we also got trade rumors. Let's go ahead and get into those. You know, of course, one of the biggest trade rumors out there right now is that Damian Lillard could be potentially going to Miami. Now, you know, Portland has said that, yeah, we're not trading Dame. However, Miami, if you want to, you give us Bam. And Miami's like, nah, we're not giving you Bam. We're building around Bam, Jimmy, and, you know, Tyler Hero. So if you're going to, if you want one of those, it ain't going to happen. We'll give you anybody else on the team but those three, you know. And honestly, it's time for Dame to leave. Like, how many times are you going to have talks with an organization where it's like, oh, well, we're building a championship team. We're building a championship team. Last time, and I'm not trying to be funny, but last time Portland was kind of relevant was when Harden was in Houston and Chris Paul was also in Houston as well. Maybe also when, you know, Westbrook was in Houston. But it's been disappointing. And, like, honestly, me as a fan, I would love to see, you know, Damian Lillard on a championship team and stuff like that, whether it be on a Miami team, whether it be on a Boston team, LA, or, you know, Denver, which I know Denver's not going to trade for him, but, you know, hell, even if it's the Suns or the Knicks, like, I would love to see him, you know, competing for a championship or have an opportunity to compete for a championship, you know, because he is getting up there in age. Like, for me, and this is just me, I can't speak for everybody else, but for me, I do feel some type of way that, you know, Carmelo wasn't able to get him a championship, but for him, he's satisfied not having a championship around his, you know, finger and stuff like that. So, you know, hey, but I do like to see, you know, good, healthy players, you know, win a championship or try to at least have a shot to win championships. Him and Portland's not getting it. I get it. Hey, you know, I want to be loyal to this team. I want to be this. I want to be that. But where's the loyalty to you? Because, honestly, they're bringing people in, sending people out, bringing them in, sending them out. We're in drafting people. No, come on now. You know, you basically, Portland had arguably one of the best if not top 10 or at least top 5 backcourts in the NBA when they had CJ and they had Dame. And they couldn't do nothing. And we seen what they did with CJ. They shipped CJ to New Orleans. And, you know, CJ's in his own little situation in New Orleans, which, honestly, hey, let CJ go. You know, and then it's like, dude, what are you doing? Are you there for, because it's honestly look like he's there just to get him a bag and say, hey, you know, I don't want to compete. I just want, you know, that XXY, you know, dollar signs, you know, which is nothing wrong with that. But, hey, at least try to get a championship. You know, because we all know when we talk about the greats, and even LeBron knew this. This is why he went to Miami. As you know, whether people hate him or love him for that decision, he went to learn how to win a championship because he knew his legacy was going to be defined by a championship, multiple championships, not just one, but multiple. And Dame case, all you need is one. All you need is one. We all seen what KD did. Yeah, we all see what KD's doing now. Like, and this is not even much on no Fugazi stuff. Like, if we had to compare, you know, people or players to be like, eh, I don't know. KD's that guy of like, bro, and I get with, you know, Oklahoma, that was a self-built team where you had Westbrook, you had KD, you had Harden. But this is where things get a little bit fishy at. You go to the Warriors. You have Klay. You got Steph. You got Draymond. And you add yourself in there. Oof. It's a little bit scary. Then in New York, you thought, hey, we're going to be that firepower. Knowing good and damn well the Knicks still run New York. And always will run New York. I don't care, you know, if the Nets come down. They got a nice arena. I ain't gonna lie. They do got a nice arena. But, you know, they built the big three out there where you had Kyrie, you had Harden, and you had KD. Now KD's on another powerhouse team of Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and himself. So, you know, Dame, nobody wouldn't blame you if you do jump ship because, like, hey, we know that you're loyal to a T. That is no question. We're not going to judge you for doing a KD. You know, hey, LeBron's out there. Go ahead and go get with LeBron. Get him a championship. He needs another one. Or, you know, go to Miami. As much as I hate to say this, you know, me being a Knicks fan, but hey, I'd love to see Jimmy Butler get one. So you and Jimmy Butler, go ahead and get you a ring. Boom. It's simple. It's easy. You know? Not all this shit that you're doing in Portland. That's just me. It's me. Another trade rumor is, you know, of course, the New York Knicks. We're running around with these trade rumors. So it's actually too far so far that I, you know, heard about. We have the Paul George, you know, from the Clippers to New York. I wouldn't do it because over the last couple of seasons, Paul George has been injury prone. So, yeah, I wouldn't do that. Then we also have the Chicago Bulls one, Zach LaVine. Now, I feel like that one's more doable because Zach LaVine is still kind of young. And not only is he young, but, you know, you put him with Bronson and them. Good matchup. I feel like that. But it comes, what are you giving up? So, from what I've been hearing, yeah, they want one or two young players, you know, some salary fillers, and that's about it. And, well, and some draft picks. So, the New York Knicks, we have young players. And we also have a lot of first-round picks coming up. If I'm the Knicks, and typically everyone knows, Knicks in trading for stars or superstars, yeah, we really don't do a good job at it. We're terrible. Like the last big domino trade that I feel like, hurted us, but kind of succeeded at was the Carmelo trade. And only reason why I feel like we got Carmelo because we had Stoudemire. But if you look at that team, Stoudemire, and when we had Stoudemire, we had a good bench, but we just needed a good star. No shade on, Stoudemire, but we gave up a lot to get Carmelo. In this case, a lot of rumors going around about Toppin, even though I wouldn't want to trade Toppin because I do think he's a better upgrade than a Julius Randle, because I think it's time to move on from Randle, aka the hothead. But honestly, I wouldn't. I'll feel more comfortable with departing from him than, quickly, or RJ and stuff like that. Like, I feel like this, if you're gonna, hey, we'll give you RJ, I think you need to get more than just Zach LaVine, because we also seen where RJ each season he has gotten better, better, and better. And if we look at this playoff run that him and the rest of the team was set for one game that I will, all right, cool, I'll give you that. And that was the last game that we played against Miami. Him or Randle didn't show up. But I could take, as a Knicks fan, I could take RJ not showing up that one time. But, I think you need more than just Zach LaVine and stuff like that. Like I said, we have the draft capital to, throw at, Chicago. And hell, if you want to throw in, mid-range sniper, go ahead and bring him in. We'll get DeMar DeRozan. Be a good fit, honestly, And that's just in my opinion, would be a good fit, even though he's on the older side, Let him go. Bring him to New York. We'll see what we could do, what we could cook up. Honestly, I don't want, for me as a Knicks fan, I don't want us to get, sidetracked where we give all our young players or our bench, which I still think we do need to build our bench a little bit more than what we had it, because it clearly showed in that Miami series. We got outplayed some nights. And it looked it. The bench that was in the regular season versus the playoffs, it did not look the same. And Knicks fans can agree, it did not look the same. However, like I said, I'll be cool with getting Toppin out of there, even though we, kind of picked up his brother, but I'll be cool with that. That's just, like I said, that's just me. let's go ahead and get you into this one right here. So, as we know, we're talking about the NBA. The Denver Nuggets, shout out to them winning a championship. The next, who I feel like this, the teams that right now, the teams that has not won their first championship. You got the Hornets, Magic, Pacers, Nets, Jazz, Wolves, Grizzlies, New Orleans, Clippers, Suns. Honestly, there's only two teams that I would really say that has a good shot at winning a title, or that's in a good area to win a title. That will be the Suns, with Bradley Beal, KD, and Booker. Still think they need a bench though. And the Grizzlies, I feel like this, with Marcus Smart coming from Boston, it's something about Marcus Smart that I do feel like that backcourt with him and Ja is gonna work. It may be some problems because we know Ja is flashy. Marcus Smart, he got that dog in him. Hey, he's that dog. But honestly, I do feel like those two teams are the closest. I would put New Orleans up there, but with the whole Zion want to get out of New Orleans. And then with him, oh, yo, that, like, his situation is crazy. And honestly, I feel like this, If you're a Knicks fan, you should be happy. You should be very, very happy that we didn't get the number one pick that year that Zion was projected to be number one. Well, was taken number one, because you have his situation where he's kind of been hurt, you know. And at this point in time, I feel like this, if I am a New Orleans Pelican owner, I'm firing my training staff, because there's no freaking way that you're telling me my number one overall pick is injury prone like that. Now, and I get it, sometimes that's a little bit too dramatic, but something has to give. It's either the player or is the training staff. And sometimes you just gotta shake something up. And if I fire the training staff and find out it's my player, yeah, we got a problem. We got a problem shipping you out of here, you know. But he's injury prone, and then you have the Josh situation where the guy just want to be toting guns and, you know, shoot, well, not shooting, but showing guns left and right in, you know, videos. So yeah, I think we won with the RJ, you know, pick and stuff. But when we look at the situation in New Orleans that it is, guys, I'm gonna tell you this, you kind of want to be like, you know how like your parents used to say everything that glitters is not gold? Clearly in this situation with Zion, it wasn't gold, bro. The moment that he, you know, put on the fact that, hey, I'm pregnant, I got a, you know, girl pregnant, we're gonna have a kid, blah, blah, whatever the case may be, boom. He has nonstop of, you know, females coming out of woodwork saying, hey, Zion, we did this, we did that. And they're showing receipts like it ain't nobody business. And that's a, like, to be honest with you, that's the sad part. And for me, it puts me in a mind of, you know, a lot of people gave, was giving, you know, damn, that sounds wrong as hell, me saying it's giving. But, you know, was getting on, you know, LaVar Ball about how he was doing his kids and stuff like that, you know. But can we honestly say that LaVar Ball did a damn good job with his sons? And I'm not trying to, you know, point fingers at Zion's dad or even at John Morant's dad. But let's look at LaVar Ball. Out of all three of his sons, only one of them is in trouble or got in trouble. Other than that, and now, you know, you really don't hear too much about him being in trouble or trouble at all. Like, he's expecting a kid and he's trying to live out his dream far as being in the NBA. Zion, you like, ugh. Zion's situation is a little bit more like, ah, we could smooth this one out. But still of all, like, you know, you should have somebody in your circle like say, hey, don't mess with that. Like, don't mess with it. And like, come on. We all know, like, if, you know, us, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I feel like this, us men and women, you can't sit there and say that you never watched a porno before in your life whatsoever. But we all know she wasn't the GOAT at, you know, if no, she wasn't the GOAT at being in the porno star or quote unquote porn film. Like, her body just made it wrong altogether. So like, yeah, nah. And then you see how crazy she's been going. Like, Shorty just been on, like, tweeting left and right. Not even just tweeting. She done took a photo, like, photos of, you know, him being, like, her body painted with his, you know, college number on it with Duke written across the chest. Like, oh, man, bro, what did you get yourself into? Like, ugh. Oh, be glad that you did not get her pregnant. Because if you did, Lord have mercy. That's just chaos. But I feel like it's a little bit messy in New Orleans. So, like, if I'm a New Orleans player, hey, get me the far away from this place. Just saying. We see what happened with Chris Paul when he left. Had a good career, you know. Had multiple chances of winning a title, but couldn't really get it through, whether it was with the Clippers, Houston as well, you know, and also with the Suns. And we look at AD. When he left, he got him a championship. So, hey, if I'm a player, I'm like, hey, I need that AD or Chris Paul treatment ASAP, because this shit right here, this foolery, don't want no parts of it at all. None whatsoever. With, and shout out to LSU, because evidently now LSU has their quote-unquote signature, I guess, celebration, you could call it, where now when they win the championship, they point at their ring. So those who are into baseball, you will kind of know that this past, well, less than a couple hours ago, LSU beat Florida to win the national title. Congratulations to their baseball squad. Hats off. You know, don't really care about LSU, but hey, it is what it is. Wouldn't say you call them title town, but at the same time, you can say, hey, they won one in basketball, and now they have one in baseball. Hey, they're on the right track. Let's go ahead and get to the quote-unquote Deion Sanders real quick, because like, I wasn't really going to get too much into it, but you know, prayers go up to him, because like, right now he's dealing with some stuff where it's looking like he may have to amputate that foot, you know. And if you're been living under, you know, a rock or something like that, you know, a couple years ago when he was at Jackson State, you know, he had two of his toes cut off, you know, amputated, you know, proper term, amputated and stuff like that, because the blood wasn't properly flowing to that particular ligament and stuff like that. So now it's maybe looking like he may have to, you know, get that foot, that same foot chopped off. So hopefully, you know, it's not that, but if it is, you know, prayers up to him, because like, I would love to see what he's going to do in Colorado. Like, I've really been, as an SEC fan and an Alabama fan, period, I've really been focusing on that Colorado situation, because like, I really do want to see Deion succeed and stuff like that. And that, so like, with that, I think that is a, you know, not a negative light, but a situation that him and his family is going to have to, you know, deal with in the long run with that foot. So hopefully, you know, it's not that bad, but, you know, anytime they're talking about taking a ligament, it's not good either. Before I let y'all guys go, those who watched the BET Awards, I want to say it was about a night or two ago, depending on when you're listening to this. So a couple things that stood out to me. This was honestly one of the best BET Awards that I've seen in a while. You know, I don't know who was behind the show, whether it was like, oh, well, it's because it's the 50th year of hip-hop, but they did a tremendous job. Only knock that I got is the simple fact Patti LaBelle did not know Tina Turner's song. And I get it. People was like, hey, well, you know, she couldn't see the words, but come on. You have time to practice. You know what song you're going to be performing. And the fact that, oh, I can't see the words, I don't know the words. Yeah, not a good look, Patti. I'm gonna be honest, that was not a good look. That, to me, that was just sad. But honestly, my favorite moment would have to be the fact that Offset and Quavo did come together to, you know, pay tribute to Takeoff. You know, honestly, those, I don't see how you've been uneven rock unless you're old as shit and don't listen to up-to-date hip-hop music. But when Takeoff passed, you know, Quavo and Offset was on a beefing thing. And, like, honestly, even if they did clear up and, you know, they're patched everything up and they're buddy-buddy now and they're doing, they did that performance. Hats off to them. But, you know, sometimes everything is not good. Everything that shines is not gold and stuff like that. So, like, but hopefully in that situation, they did clear everything up and made things, you know, right. You know, to see them, hopefully, is not the last time we see those two perform together on stage and out and about, because I do think that's a good look. I was kind of like disappointed that the Migos did broke up, you know, in the way that all the stuff that was coming out about the quote unquote group and stuff like that, I didn't like it, you know, because, like, hey, they're family, you know, family, we all know. Family fuss, fight, and argue, you know, but, you know, you come to some, I want to say, you know, you see your differences, but, you know, hopefully somebody, you know, becomes a bigger person and be like, hey, let's not do that. We're family. You know, this is how I felt. This is how you felt. Woo, woo, woo. Because honestly, if you have a conversation with people 5 times out of 10, is either A, going to go left, or B, is going to go right. And y'all going to, you know, have a good dialogue and stuff like that. Y'all may not be as close as y'all once was, but y'all can have a common ground. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, continue to wear you know, crowns on top of your head. You know, don't let nobody knock them shits off. And if you haven't, go ahead and like, comment, subscribe to every venue that Clash is on, whether it's on YouTube, Facebook page, Instagram page, you know, Spotify, whatever the case may be, you know, because honestly, we ain't going nowhere. Well, I'm out.